Today is Friday, June 5, 2020. This is the monthly international report from Market Desk Research. The international report is our go-to report for global emerging and developed economies. Throughout the report, you'll find strategic ratings on key regions, earnings analysis, valuation breakdowns, and deep dives on key economic indicators. This month's title, Favor U.S. over International Stocks. Tactical Developed Europe Opportunity. Section 1. Our International Ratings. Developed markets are slightly more attractive to us than emerging markets. The rolling one-year correlation between the regions remains elevated as seen in Figure 4, which makes emerging markets' risk-reward balance and volatility unfavorable in our view. However, emerging markets' fundamentals are more favorable underneath the surface. While developed markets' manufacturing PMI contracted during 2019, emerging markets' manufacturing PMI held up stronger until the COVID-19 outbreak as seen in Figure 6. The economic growth differential points to higher emerging markets growth. Relative blended EPS growth also favors emerging markets, which experienced stronger last 12 months EPS growth and is projected to see higher next 12 months EPS growth, as seen in Figure 8. In our view, risk-reward, i.e. high correlations, will drive the market more than stronger emerging markets fundamentals until the COVID-19 pandemic subsides. Despite strong emerging markets fundamentals, we favor developed markets slightly more than emerging markets. Section 2. U.S. market continues to outperform broad developed and emerging market peers. The U.S. continues to outperform both developed markets and emerging markets. The structural change from international outperformance to U.S. outperformance is clear in Figure 52, which charts the MSCI Emerging Market Index's performance versus the S&P 500. Since 2010, the MSCI Emerging Markets Index has struggled to outperform the S&P 500. The trend is confirmed by comparing the MSCI Emerging Markets and MSCI EAFE Index performances versus the MSCI All Country World Index. MSCI All Country World Index is nearly 60% allocated to the U.S., which helped it consistently outperform the MSCI EAFE in Figure 24 and MSCI Emerging Markets in Figure 50 since 2010. U.S. performance was supported by three macro themes over the past decade. 1. Strong USD. 2. U.S. exposure to tech. And 3. Higher relative U.S. interest rates. On a 10-year time frame, USD remains strong against both developed markets currencies in Figure 33 and emerging markets countries in Figure 59. Tech remains a top U.S. performing sector. U.S. interest rates remained relatively higher until 2020. However, there are signs the three tailwinds are shifting. The COVID-19 rush to USD slowed during the second half of May as economies started to reopen and case counts declined. U.S. tech is significantly overvalued versus the S&P 500. Sovereign credit spreads between the U.S. 10-year and international 10-year, especially developed markets, compressed as the U.S. cut its interest rate in 2020. Weakening USD underperforming U.S. tech and compressing credit yields could cause the U.S. market to underperform international markets. For now, we remain overweight the U.S. versus international. However, we would continue to rebalance U.S. profits into international stocks to take advantage of lower developed and emerging market relative valuations versus the U.S. Section 3. U.S. market continues to outperform broad developed and emerging market peers. Developed markets Asia and developed markets Europe are highly correlated since 2010, i.e. about 90%, which means any deviations in year-over-year returns represent tactical opportunities. Developed markets Asia, as represented by the ticker VPL, outperformed developed markets Europe, as represented by ticker VGK, over the last year as seen in Figure 25. The outperformance is due to Japan outperforming the UK, France, Germany, and Switzerland. In our view, there is now a tactical trade to go long developed markets Europe in anticipation of a reversion to the mean. Section 4. European Roundup. United Kingdom. One of the cheapest developed countries relative to its 10-year history as seen in Figure 11. Mutual fund managers are 4.5% underweight the country relative to the MSCI EAFE index as seen in Figure 15. Currently rated neutral due to Brexit risk. Spain and Italy. Hardest hit European countries during COVID-19 pandemic. Strong outflows in May, and among weakest blended EPS growth in Figure 11. Short-term oversold based on 3-month performance versus next 12 months EPS trend as graphed in Figure 31. Germany. One of the most expensive developed countries relative to its 10-year history. April auto exports plunged, but May business confidence rebounded. See Figure 19 for these economic indicators and more. Section 5. Asian Roundup. Regional instability. China is taking a more confrontational approach with the US, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and India. the region is likely to experience significant headline risk in the coming months. Hong Kong. Hit hard by continuing domestic protests. The cheapest developed country relative to its 10-year history. GDP was contracting before the COVID-19 outbreak. China's national security law could result in U.S. trade status being revoked, which would make the country's problems worse. Section 6. Latin American Roundup. COVID-19 is hitting countries hard, especially Brazil. In our view, the region represents a contrarian tactical trade. Refer to the May 15, 2020 Friday Strategist Trade Idea for more on our regional view. Thanks for listening to this month's International Report from Market Desk Research. Have a great day.